The chief, the key showed the blood that ran in his veins and the manhood that stiffened his back. With the dignity of an elder, he rose to his feet and waited for silence amid the babble of voices. "It is true that meat be apportioned me and mine," he said, "but it is oft times old and tough, this meat, and moreover it has an unusual quantity of bones." The hunters, grizzled and grey, and lusty and young, were aghast. The like had never been known before. A child that talked like a grown man, and said harsh things to their very faces. But steadily and with seriousness, Kish went on. "For that I know my father, Bok, was a great hunter, I speak these words. It is said that Bok brought home more meat than any of the two best hunters, that with his own hands he attended to the division of it, that with his own eyes he saw to it that the least old woman and the last old man received fair share." "Nah, nah," the men cried. "Put the child out. Send him off to bed. He is no man that he should talk to men and greybeards." He waited calmly till the uproar died down. "Thou hast a wife, Ugluk," he said, "and for her dost thou speak. And thou too, Masuk, a mother also, and for them dost thou speak. My mother has no one."